live. From Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight, Mannequins and QAnon. And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, George Lowe. I am JJ Head, and I am two martinis in to this program, JJHI Radio. Welcome, folks. So happy you would join us on this seventh day of December. And boy, have we got a firecracker of a program. Tonight, Quinn Anoon joins us this evening. Mr. Anoon is a specialist in, commercial marketing for fashion. We'll be discussing on the ideal form of a mannequin or a woman. Womanikin? Maybe. I don't know. We'll be taking your calls at 210-888-9198. Also, later this evening, if you bother to give us a ring, should be interesting one way or another. I'll have my two cents to begin with, and plenty of great advertisements for you to listen to this evening. We will be right back. You stay tuned.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Do you have no love in your life? Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fina River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
JJHI Radio. And now your host, JJ Head.
Good heavens. That was quite the lead in there. Thank you, Twerkatron. We appreciate that.
You bet.
Twerkatron working overtime here on JJHI Radio. Tonight we're talking mannequins. I have a lot of questions. I really do. I mean, you look at the modern mannequin, not much has changed since the 1980s, which is when I was a kid. Feel old yet, folks? You know, what should the modern mannequin look like in your mind? I want you to visualize it. Hey, turn that shit down. Great. Let's visualize for a minute. You walk through a modern mall. You're window shopping. in a traditional sense. You're not sitting there on your phone with your face practically shoved up your ass, right? What's it look like? I'm willing to bet that the waistline of this particular mannequin is somewhere between 10 inches and 15. Maybe 20. Folks, it's small. And often it's headless, faceless, or of some strange non-fleshy color. However, I have seen this, and I see it often, especially in the athletic shoe stores. Why is it they look like Hispanic Tom Brady? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I mean, do women purchase sex dolls too? I mean, are they taking the mannequins home? Is there a woman who's into that? I think we should be realistic about it, folks. And that's what we're talking about this evening. So tonight, you can call 210-888-9198. Get on the air and have a discussion with us. And we'll be on here shortly with Quinn Annoon. Stay tuned.
It's GGHI Radio. And now your host, JJ Head.
Quite the discussion and discourse, folks. But tonight, we've got someone special here to join us this evening. Quinn Annoon has spent most of his career thinking about, ultimately, the right shape to market clothing to. And I think he has some new input on this issue. Quinn, are you with us?
Quinn. I'm here, JJ. Can you hear me?
Yes, Quinn, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm sorry I've had to disguise my voice in an effort to remain anonymous. That's my main goal. You Anon is actually how it's pronounced. Short for Thin Anon. Short for Mannequin Anon.
I see. So your name is not Quinn Annoon, as it appears Jerry has misspelled it again. You're fired. Your name is QAnon?
QAnon. It's a common misconception.
Great. Is there a way to clarify your voice a little bit? It's a bit hard to understand, even with modern compression technology.
I'm sorry, is this better?
No.
Let me try this. Is this better for you, JJ?
That's better. That's much better. Thank you, Mr. QAnon.
Great. Sorry about that.
Right.
Well, you must understand, I'm in a very dangerous business, and I must remain anonymous.
Mannequins are a dangerous business. Fair enough. Let's just set the table here. You've joined the program. You have some thoughts and an approach as it pertains to the ideal shape of a mannequin. Is that correct?
Something like that, JJ. I've been studying the shape and the evolution of the mannequin over the last 30-some-odd years. And I have some very alarming news to share with you and your listeners.
Alarming.
The Russian and Chinese government have teamed up to destroy the modern image of the American mannequin. You may have noticed that in the late 80s and 90s, mannequins appeared to be fit, attractive, and overall, an unattainable body type. Slowly, that is eroded. may have noticed that today's mannequins are no longer an ideal shape or size. They look just like you or me. And the question that I wish to bring to the table is this good for America?
You know, I'm just going to get on my little browser here and start looking around and seeing, you know, mannequins, because I could have sworn, you know, the last year when I was in a mall, it seemed fairly standard, fairly inoffensive, mostly Tom Brady-looking Hispanic males fashioned into mannequins without faces, which is how I prefer it. But you're saying that they're starting to look different. Is that correct?
Take a deeper look, Jerry.
Oh, wow.
Take a deeper look and imagine the stores that you're at. Where have you been shopping? Probably high-end, unattainable stores, Izod, Neiman Marcus, places the average American can't afford to shop at anymore due to inflation.
Correct.
Now take a look at the mannequins at your average American shopping center, where the average middle-class American can actually afford to purchase a pair of jeans. Your Old Navy's.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe now, Forever 21.
I'm looking at this now. Just clicking on a YouTube video from Macy's at Deerbrook Mall. Just a walkthrough video here. Often people have a GoPro and they like to walk through places. So they see, and is looking at this. Oh my goodness! That is not Hispanic Tom Brady.
Absolutely not.
Good heavens. And
tell me, what do you see?
I see a waistline of 40 plus inches. I see mustard stains. I see low incomes. I see hell on earth. I really do. My goodness.
You're looking into the future, JJ. And maybe not that far off.
No
kidding. Could just be 2 to 5 years from now.
So what do you propose we do about it as I sip my martini here?
The first step is recognition. Do not become a sheep to the marketing monsters. They're placing these images in your mind of the ideal American. You need to break free from the mind control device that is being perpetuated through the modern mannequin.
I see. Are you suggesting I should watch more pro wrestling?
That is one solution. The other solution is to get a gym membership.
I see.
Maybe attempt to eat a few less fast food burgers per week. And you may start to notice that these mannequins are no longer a realistic image.
I see. So what you're saying is that before we were looking at others and mannequins, things that were not human, and hating ourselves, but now we've just let ourselves go. Is that correct?
We've given in, JJ. We've gone ahead and thrown in the towel, is what I'm witnessing. You see the mannequin?
Yes.
It's no longer an image of something to strive for. It says, why don't you just go home and sit on the couch and watch 14 hours of football and have yourself another chili dog?
How should we... What is the question I want to ask here? That's... So you're saying that this is all about instilling a certain degree of slavery and lethargy inside of the American public. Is that correct?
If that's what you're gathering from this, then that's what it is, JJ. This is your perception of the world as much as it is mine or anyone else's. You've told me more about your psyche than anything else.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm terrified that this has been essentially forced on both my family and myself. I do strive to be better and more attractive, and I do find that this, 50-inch waistline mannequin here that's on the front of the Macy's Deerbrook Mall area there, do they even make belts that large, right?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. But another point that I'd like to bring up is a mannequin that size uses a lot of resources to produce.
No question.
Petrochemicals has been a major issue for the last 20 years. It's estimated that up to 90% of aquatic life contains some post-mannequin plastics in its bloodstream. These are alarming facts, JJ.
It's a lot of mannequins.
And they need to be they need to be addressed.
How would you address them?
Well, I would begin by taking off the belt and then possibly remove the pants and the shirt. That's how I would undress them.
Then what?
Then I'd take that mannequin and throw it in the river.
How is that not filling sea life full of mannequin or post-mannequin material? I think I've caught you. I've caught you in a lie. You don't really believe this, do you?
Check me out on 4chan.
Wait a minute.
Got a huge following.
4chan? What is your 4chan handle?
It's QAnon. QAnon.
+210 888-9198 is the number to call this evening. If you'd have some commentary on mannequins, we'll be right back here on JJHI Radio.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. It says, you can't handle that pie. I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie. You want to buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you got to be at least 6'3", you got to be 220 lean, like a D1 linebacker before I sell you that pie, all right, guys? Just like a 2-year-old Girl Scout. That's a liability. You think you can handle the Big Papa? Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your calls at 210-888-99-JESUS. 210-888-9198. And now your host, JJ Head.
Welcome back to the program. A fairly interesting call with someone by the name of Quinn Anon. or QAnon, discussing the finer points of mannequins and the conspiracy to make us fat and ugly. I'm going to open up the phone lines here. 210-888-9198, the number to call. We've got our first caller of the night. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, JJ. I'm a long-time talker, first-time listener, and I have a question for Queer Man, your guest.
Well, he dropped off the line, but I'm happy to listen to a question you might have.
Okay, well, whatever Queer Man was talking about, how would these mannequins stand up for themselves? I've seen mannequins myself, and they were slim and trim. One had insane clown posse makeup on their face.
Oh yeah,
with a jug of Faygo next to them. That was a male. He was wearing a suit.
Were you inclined to purchase that suit after seeing it on that mannequin?
Well, I can't say it wasn't nice, but I wasn't looking for a suit at the time. I was looking for video games.
Sure.
But the next mannequin I saw was of a lady in another suit, but this time, the famous Marilyn Monroe pose with the skirt up, you know?
Oh, yeah, a little bit of air up the skirt, right?
Right. But it was that pose, but she had a penis bulge. So I think they were trying to say something at the store that, you know, all this is okay.
It's something new, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, ICP here, you know, penis Marilyn Monroe here. Mm-hmm. This might not be the store for me.
Right. You'd more migrate towards a Gadzooks or a Spencer's or a Gap, maybe.
After I saw that, I said, you know what, Mervyn's, that's not for me.
Fair enough. We appreciate the call. 210-888-9198, the number to call here on JJHI Radio. We're discussing mannequins. What is the right mannequin shape? What is the appropriate mannequin for America? We had a discussion here from Quinn Anon, QAnon, who seemed to think that, well, whoa! That's not supposed to be the sound you're hearing, but we've got another caller here on the program, 210-888-9198. Welcome back to the program. JJHI Radio, you're on the air.
JJ.
Yes.
It's Quinn again.
Thank you for joining us again. I'm not quite sure how you got through, but I'm delighted you're here on the radio discussing this with us.
Yeah, so I apologize for the bad reception earlier. Sometimes it's difficult to get the radio waves into my underground bunker.
It's pretty awful.
It is.
Well,
fortunately, I have Boost Mobile.
Hey,
the largest 12G network in the nation.
That is a great phone network to belong to be a member of. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Quinn, can we take another call for somebody else on the air who might have a question for you?
Sure.
Let's see. Torquatron, bring in that other call.
Hang on. All right. Yep. Yeah, here's the call.
Caller, you're on the air here on JJHI Radio.
Hello.
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 Welcome. Yeah. You're on with QAnon.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Good to be here. Listen, I'm a rather rotund fellow. And
rotund? What does that mean?
Rotund.
Rotund.
He's a fat shit, in other words, right?
Rotund.
Yes, I'm overweight.
Congratulations.
And I like to know what I look like in certain clothes. And I know that I might be unsightly, difficult for everybody else to take in, but it's my right to see what the clothing that I'm about to purchase looks like on a body like mine.
Sure.
So if we replace these mannequins and go back 20 years where everybody looks like a hotshot surfer, how am I going to shop for clothing?
Quinn, you want to take that one?
The answer is you don't. You don't shop for clothing. Clothing is not for you. Clothing is for the elite. Clothing is for those that can survive.
Are you suggesting that this individual be eaten by wolves in the wilderness?
That is one option, yes.
Well, that's not going to happen.
How do you know?
If you're a rotund fellow, probably make a good deal for at least half of a pound.
Well, then. Thanks for the call. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. We have Mr. Quinn Anon joining us, also known as QAnon. Appreciate you being back on the program again. Not quite sure what happened with the call being dropped, but we're glad you're back. Quinn, what are your thoughts on the American public and what kind of car they purchase? We know that mannequins, I mean, they're trying to ultimately push this obesity on us. But by the same token, do you think they should be driving minivans, trucks, sports cars, crossovers? Is that a part of the overall conspiracy?
In my mind, that's really not a part of the equation, JJ. Those are two separate issues. You ask me what my personal favorite is. I prefer a mid-2000s truck lifted with at least $2,000 invested into the rims, a sweet exhaust system, and no more than 12 miles per gallon. That is my ideal vehicle.
I think Hispanic Tom Brady mannequins would agree. Caller, you're on the air here on JJHI Radio. You're on here with Quinn Anon. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, JJ.
No, thank you.
Much appreciated. Your last caller, he wanted to know what would happen if he went back in time 20 years. Well, if he was, let's just say he was 27 years old, well, he'd be 7 years old, and he would have no problem with clothes. And
fair point.
He'd have no problem. But if he was, 60, well, he still might have a problem. But at least he'd look good wearing the clothes.
QAnon, does the Illuminati want individuals to wear clothes or not wear clothes?
There's no real sure yes or no black or white answer on this one, JJ.
I don't want to bring race into this. Hang on. I don't want to bring race into this. Black or white issues, not a part of this conversation. I'm asking you very specifically. Does the listen to what I'm saying. Do not interrupt me on my program or I will hang up again.
Am I talking about the shake? We support all colors, tones, ethnicities of mannequin.
I'm sure you do.
May I interrupt?
Yes, you may. By all means, this guy is just too much.
Okay. Queer man here. Would you support JNCOs on mannequins and chain wallet?
Yes, I would.
And why?
Would you support same-sex marriages with mannequins?
Finally, a real question on this program.
I do support same-sex marriage alliances, legislation.
Hang on a minute. It's not an alliance, asshole. It's marriage. Marriage. Do you support...
The terminology of the union, marriage, alliance, whatever you want to call it, whatever they will work out in legislation, I support it. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Queer man, would you support same-sex mannequin marriage while they wear JNCOs and chain wallets?
Both of them?
Yes, at the same time.
Absolutely.
It's very reasonable. I have a question. If you don't mind, caller, I'd like to interject here as well. How about this? Is Al Borland as a shape acceptable for a mannequin to be?
In certain
not
places,
you, not yes. You, caller. I'm talking about a QAnon here.
Again, this depends on where you're shopping. If you're at an Eddie Dollar store, that could be expected.
But he still has a 42-inch waist. Come on. And fake teeth.
Well, I think that his face is perfect the way it is.
Okay, that's fair.
And he has the girth of a true man and the beard of commanding something.
Does he have the beard of a commander?
Yes.
Fair enough. Folks, we're going to take a break here on JJHI Radio. We will be right back. You sit tight and calm your ass down. It's JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head.
Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, oh, say, can you see?
Attention.
Do you have no love in your life?
Has love eluded you? Come to my house for woohoo waifus. I have everything you need. White, green, red, hairy, big, tiny, red. I already said red. I have the love of your life. If you can imagine it, I have it. So come to my house at 46872 New Fina River Road, New Mexico, 77327. I'll make sure you are well satisfied. No, I don't take returns. I don't take used waifus. Unless that's what you're into, then I can get you a new used waifu.
It's JJHI Radio, and now your host, JJ.
Well, welcome back to the program. Here we've got our callers here on the air discussing about various different types of unions and alliances amongst mannequins and what's acceptable. Quinanon. QAnon has joined us, and we've got a caller that's held on the line for quite a while. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we were talking about what's acceptable from the standpoint of same mannequin unions. What I find interesting is no matter the waistline, whether it's a 20-inch or a 50-inch waist, the genitals are still absent. Is that correct?
Well, with the man that I saw, yes. But the female Marilyn Monroe, it had the good junk.
You saw a large penis.
And testicles.
Fantastic. Quinn, what do you think of that?
I think it's disgusting. This is another serious issue we need to address. In the attempt to destroy the American mannequin family through the reversing of genders.
Wow.
Well, you see, I think the American family is a male and a female, no matter what. So there's going to be a wiener and a visage.
Right.
So as long as they go together, that's an American family.
They got the
kids. Because they're going to be annoying, right. And the parents are going to hate the kids. And then they got the kitchen they got to take care of.
Yes.
They got the work. And then, you know, the wife has to vacuum. You know, what's that about? The man has to fix the car. I mean, why doesn't the wife do that? And then next thing you know, the dude's going off to war, and the wife is like, oh, I got to take care of the kids.
It's
bullshit. I'm so terrible. And the dude's like, oh, send me cards. I'm at war. And that's the American family.
Quinn, what's your response to that? I mean, honestly. There has to be some kind of response from the QAnon.
You nailed that one right on the head, JJ.
In what way?
In every aspect.
Break it down. What do you mean?
Do you need me to repeat everything that I just said? Do you not have functional ears like a mannequin?
How dare you? On my own program. Here's what I think you should do. You should take everything he just said, unpack it, and tell me why it's right, jackass.
I won't be talking anything except for your mom's underwear tonight, JJ.
That's rude. This is his show, you know.
Fucking right. JJHI Radio, 210-888-9198 is the number to call. If you have a question for this individual by who's calling themselves Quinn Anon or QAnon, folks, I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure about this guy. I don't know if he's real. I don't know if he's a professional or not. But you know what? He's on the line right now with us, and he's sticking to his guns, and I respect that, Mr. Quinn. Quinn, what are you drinking tonight?
Quinn. It's for me to know and you to find out. I'm not revealing any more infinite details about myself under cell, JJ.
Well, I asked you the question. Holy shit. Got a caller here on the program. Welcome to the program, JJHI Radio. You're on with Quinn and on JJHI.
Hey, JJ.
Yep, welcome.
Thank you. I'm really upset. I was taking a stroll through the mall the other day, and I came across a nativity scene made of women mannequins, all of them.
Sounds hot.
And I just don't get it. Baby Jesus wasn't a woman. The three wives men, they weren't women.
Do you know that?
What's happening? What's happening to our nation? Can I get some support?
Quinn, what do you think?
I'm not sure what to say about that, JJ. I've never seen an all-female nativity scene before. That'd be a new one for me.
But you never used Zix.com or never gotten on XNXX.com and seen it? It's right there. Come on.
What's the title of that video? I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. An all-female nativity scene with mannequins, correct, caller?
It's worse than that, JJ.
Okay.
They had little baby Jesus knitting a scarf. For God's sake. He's a baby.
He does not have the dexterity to do such a thing. That is so dishonest.
Even if baby Jesus was a female, it can't do that.
Hey, Quinn.
You can't knit a scarf.
A fair point. Quinn, is that appropriate for reintroducing children into the textile industry in this regard?
That's the future of this country, JJ. If things keep continuing the way that they are, you're going to have to knit your own clothes just to get something that fits.
No kidding. Those small Asian hands won't be available to the American public anymore, correct?
It's quite possible.
I think there could be pros and cons to that. What do you think, caller?
Well, I'd like to see the traditional mannequin come back. Now, I get that maybe the portly people will have to knit their own clothes because, you know, forget about those guys. And I don't want to have to look at these garbage mannequins all day. But
of course.
But I mean, if you're a strapping young boy, you should be able to wear clothes.
I agree. No, that's a very fair point. Who's going to make the clothes that you need to wear in the future, right? I mean, Kanye West is out there saying that, you know, a certain group of people are responsible for everything. And quite frankly, in my opinion, they've done a hell of a job. But if we're going to run out of small hands to ultimately sew in those clothes, what's going to happen then? What is QAnon's answer for that?
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with Mr. West. His condemnation, an entire group of mannequins, was completely out of line.
Why?
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 Do I need to explain this to JJ?
Yes, you do, because I'm in the middle of chewing my olives in my martini. It just took a shit. Are you back? Quinn, you back? Quinn, where are you? Welcome back, Quinn. Caller, you're still in there in the air?
Yeah, JJ, what's going on?
I don't know what happened. I think Quinn got embarrassed and confused. Let me ask you this. So I'm chewing my martini olives. If you saw a male mannequin with a 40-inch waist with a female mannequin with a 20-inch waist, would you look at that mannequin and say, nice going, man?
Would I say, yes, I would be impressed and disgusted at the same time.
Hell yes, you would. You want to encourage gentlemen of your gender to marry up, right?
Well, I'm always falling for the male gender, but I'll tell you, when it comes to my own love life, I can't seem to get a lady that has a waistline under 30 inches. And well, so I would be jealous.
But here's the thing. That's their problem, right?
That's the woman's problem?
Yep. Where I'm going with this is we should always elevate women, right? They should always be better than
us. If we can, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But in any opportunity...
You can lift them, marry them. That's what I say.
That's it. The whole point is that women should be elevated in our society beyond men so that we can ultimately sit there, enjoy a game of football or baseball, give them money to go out shopping and feel good about themselves. And ultimately, so that they feel like they're winning in this life, right? And I think the mannequin world should represent this, don't you?
I see where you're going, JJ. Yeah, I do. You know, I have a soft spot for women, you know, to be honest.
How soft is that?
I just don't think... Well, look, it took us a long time to get voting rights for women in this country, and I just don't think that's right.
I agree. Why would you not want to add to the electorate? Hey, I'll tell you what. We've got some more callers coming in. You want to stay on with me and answer some calls?
I would love to.
What was your name? What was your name?
Bort Mortley.
Mort Mortley joining us on the program here on JJHI Radio. I think we've got another caller here. Hey, asshole, you're on JJHI Radio with Mort Mortley.
Hey, JJ, Bo from Beaumont.
Hey, Bo, how are you? Are you huffing Freon?
Yeah, you got me, man. You got me, JJ.
Well, welcome back to the program.
Hey, you're good to be here. Hey, I just heard your program. I heard about Portland, man. And I gotta say, I'm pretty happy about it, you know, when I'm down there. Down there at the Allen Mall outside of Beaumont.
Yeah.
And I see the mannequin.
Good.
And he looked like me.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a can of Freon in his hand. And so, I think, hey, that could be me right there.
It seems like Mort what this caller is saying, Bo from Beaumont, is that if the Macy's in Beaumont, not only is the mannequin probably more than a 48-inch waist, but he's also got a can of Freon or perhaps a bag in his hands. Now, if you saw, if you saw Mort, a mannequin with a bag of Freon, would you be more inclined to buy a set of Tommy Hilfiger slacks?
JK, to be honest, I would think that I'm out of place. This kind of thing happens to me often. I live right on the border between that high-income neighborhood and a low-income neighborhood, and I know which grocery store that I need to shop at. Yeah, you go to the grocery store in the low-income neighborhood.
What border is that?
What?
You talk about Taylor, Louisiana border? What border are you living on, boy?
Yeah, no. You wouldn't find me in a grocery store in Louisiana.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The whole state is a mess.
So I've got it's a grocery store and a mortuary in one place down there in Louisiana.
That's right. That's why.
And then, you know what's interesting? They have slot machines too there too, so you can die, get stuffed with all kinds of Creole seasoning, and then on top of it, your family can gamble away your inheritance or their inheritance. So they've really got it locked down there at Louisiana.
It's a racket.
They do that.
Those sons of bitches have no idea how to play tennis. It's, you know, racket or not. 210-888-9198, the number to call here on JJHI Radio. I've got to ask you folks right now, can you please call and provide some intelligent input? We only have about 8 minutes left here on the program. 210-888-9198. I've had my two martinis. I've eaten all of the olives. We've been having a discussion about mannequins that I think has gone in all kinds of directions. But I do believe it's been informative for you. 210-888-9198. What is the right size waist for a mannequin? 36? 20? 49? 57? I don't know! How many gold chains should a mannequin have around its neck? Should it have a face? Face or no face on mannequins? 210-888-9198, the number to call. And we've got one more. JJHI Radio, welcome to the program. You're on the air with JJ Head. Who the hell is this?
Oh, man. This is Stevie McDonald.
Stevie McDonald, welcome to the program. You are the last caller this evening. What are your thoughts on what you've heard so far?
Oh, I got so many thoughts, man.
Yeah.
Oh, about that last caller talking about how he's got all his mannequins and up there and how he hates Louisiana. That was great.
Yeah.
What do you think about same sex?
I don't know.
Marriages.
I think it's pretty horrific, actually. And I've got another caller here right now. Let's bring him in. Hey, what are your thoughts on same sex mannequin marriage, caller?
Hi, JJ. Pam from HR.
Oh, shut the hell up. Get the hell out of here. I'm sorry about that, caller. That's just a waste of time right there. No, I think same-sex mannequin marriage, you know, there's a future in it. You have some people that are getting together trying to marry a waifu pillow. Well, then why the hell can't two mannequins get married and share the estate, right?
That's right. Hey, about that Pam from HR, she sounded pretty good. What she think about same-sex marriages? Because I'd like to talk to her a bit.
Yeah, she's probably involved in 5 or 6 of them, I would imagine. We'll see if she calls up. 210-888-9198, the number to call here on JJHI Radio. Looks like we do have another call here. Welcome to the program.
JJ, it's Pam again. I think maybe you had lost connection with me on my last call. I'd like to think that there wasn't a deliberate hang-up.
Go ahead, Pam. What the hell do you have to say?
What's up, Pam?
Hello. Gentlemen, I do think that I should bring up our code of conduct when listening to this episode. We've broken several points.
Okay.
The body shaming in particular.
How many of those?
307 to be exact, actually.
307 violations.
Yeah. It's actually a new record for the company for a single episode. So,
how about that, caller? We've broken a record.
Suppose there is a bit of a silver lining there, but unfortunately, we're going to have to recommend that we send you to the.
Hey, Pam, hang on, Pam.
Yes, JJ.
Do you have silver in your panty liner?
JJ, I'm going to have to point to Article 3-7.
I don't give a shit about that.
Pam,
I don't give a
shit.
Pam,
for answering that.
Stop that shit.
And now after this conversation,
Pam,
I'm going to have to point.
Pam, you're coming over tonight. I'm pouring martinis. We're having a Pam-tini. And we're going to learn all about your liner.
JJ, I'm going to have to cut this call short.
I'm coming over,
you
too.
You can see me in my office first thing tomorrow morning. That'd be perfect.
All right.
So we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
We'll just have a nice little chat. No big deal.
Sounds like a winner. Pam, thanks for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So I got the job.
Love you, sweetheart. Thank you. You have got the job, caller, on 210-888-9198. We appreciate every one of you contributing to the program this evening. It's JJHI Radio, JJHeadInterest.com. You can click on it at 9 o'clock every Wednesday night and hear something horrific like this. And we leave you with the horror.
Waiting for the summer rain. I wanted him dead.
It was him. Who was JJ Head?